Barhead. It wasn't how the Barhead bombers wanted to start the new year. On January 6, in front of a home crowd, the bombers laid an egg, losing the Cold Lake Arrows 6-1 and being outshot 31-17. The loss puts Barhead's record at 10 wins, 16 losses, and one overtime loss for 21 points, good enough for fourth place in the five-team Canadian-American Junior Hockey League, CAJHL. The Arrows are in second place with 37 points, trailing behind the league-leading Hinton Timberwolves by 5 points, but have 3 games in hand. In the first period, the Bombers found themselves behind 2-0, with a very noticeable 14-5 shot differential and an even more considerable territorial disadvantage being hemmed in the defensive zone for much of the period. In the second period, Barhead's defensive zone play improved, allowing the Arrows only 5 shots, but once again, much of the play was in their own zone, generating very little in offense and having 2 shots on net. At the end of the second, Cold Lake increased their lead to 3-0. Early in the third period, Barhead hit the scoreboard on a goal by Riley Dorkson, assisted by Garrick Denchuk. Unfortunately for the Bombers, Cold Lake responded by scoring 3 goals in the period, including 2 in the final minutes. Any group, ours or anyone else, to come up with that effort, you can't expect anything good. We spent 40 minutes playing uninspired hockey, chasing the game, head coach Mario Haas said following the game. He added that the coaching staff had a very stern conversation with their players in the second intermission. And although they responded with a much better effort, he said, it was the case of too little, too late. Haas said the team's lackadaisical effort surprised the coaching staff, adding coming off the holiday break, the Bombers had a good week of practice. The Arrows don't do anything special. They are a very good hockey team, who are well coached and are very consistent, especially when it comes to their work ethic, he said, adding which is why in recent weeks they have made a move up the standings to a point where they are in a position to challenge for first place. The schedule does not get any easier for the Bombers this week, playing 3 games in 3 days, the first being a rematch against the Arrows in their hangar on January 12, before returning home to face the Southern Alberta Mustangs at home January 13, finishing on the road in Hinton on January 14. Like most coaches, Haas said he would like to take at least 2 of the 3 games. But if we are going to do that, we have to have a much better effort than we had tonight, he said. To get the message through to his players, Haas said he told his players that they would have a unique practice to start the week to emphasize the importance of work ethic and playing inspired hockey with urgency. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.